My name's Tony. What's your name?
Justin.
How old are you, Justin?
I'm 19.
19. Hey, Justin, just out of curiosity, how long do you think you'll live?
Till God calls me.
Till God calls you? That's interesting. Justin, have you ever been given a good test before?
A good test? No.
All right. Well, would you consider yourself to be a good person?
Yeah, I guess so.
You guess so?
Yeah.
You think? Oh, why is that?
I do good things for people. I help out. I do good things. There ain't nothing bad about me.
Do you think it's because of your goodness that you'll get to heaven?
Well, I can't actually say. I think you might make it to heaven for being a good person, but there's something that come along with it. Like going to church, maybe reading the Bible every now and then, going by the God's laws, being a man of God.
Do you have a Christian background, Justin?
I used to when I was little. I don't really have one now.
So if a person quit going to church, do you think he'd still go to heaven?
Well, I think they would. If they still believe in God, know that he's the Lord and Savior, but don't go to church, yeah, I think he'd go to heaven.
Let me ask you something. Do you think you've kept the Ten Commandments?
Yeah, I'd say so. I've kept the Ten Commandments. Right.
Justin, the ninth one says, Thou shalt not bear false witness. Have you ever told a lie, Justin?
Yes, I've told a lie before.
All right, what would you be called if you told a lie?
A liar.
A liar. All right. Justin, have you ever taken something without asking before? Even if it's small when you're a little kid?
No, I've never really stolen in my life.
Have you ever had the intent to steal, like you thought about it?
Yeah, I mean, I've thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, we all have. So, Justin, what would you be called?
A thief.
A thief, that's right. Now, Justin, Jesus said if you look with lust, you've committed adultery in your heart. Have you ever been guilty of lusting after another woman?
No.
You've never looked with lust?
I have ever looked at another woman when I'm with a woman. I mean, yeah, I have looked at a woman with another woman, but I ain't never taken it far into cheating.
But you have looked, and desired.
I have desired.
All right. Now, Jesus said that's adultery of the heart there, buddy. Now, think about this, Justin. Have you ever taken God's name in vain? You said, oh, my God?
Yeah, I have done that.
All right. Now, Justin, that's called blasphemy. You've taken the name of the God that gave you life, and you drug his name through the dirt, okay? You basically stomped on it, you know? I mean, we're all guilty of doing it, okay? So I'm not just singling you out. We're all guilty, okay? That's why the Bible verse says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But when we stand before God, it'll be an individual judgment, okay? You'll get what you deserve, okay? Now think about this, Justin. Have you ever had hatred towards somebody?
No, I ain't never really hated nobody, but...
Have you ever cussed anybody out?
Well,
said some bad things?
I really don't like you at all, or yeah, I have done that.
I have too, Justin. So, now listen to what Jesus said. He said in 1 John 3:15, the Bible says, he that hates his brother is a murderer, okay? And Jesus said, if you call people bad names, you're just as if you've murdered somebody, and you'll be guilty, and therefore end up in hell. All right, we've looked at five of the Ten Commandments, okay? And so far, you and me would be a lying, thieving, blasphemous, murdering, adulterer at heart. That's pretty deep, huh? That's how God sees us, Justin. All right, so if you were to die and stand before God, do you think you would be found innocent or guilty based on the Ten Commandments?
I think I'd be found guilty for it.
Me too. Hey, Justin, you think you'd go to heaven or hell?
Right now, I think I'd be in hell.
That should concern you, buddy. Concerns me, man. I'm concerned for your soul, man, because I care about you. I don't want you to die and go to hell. Now, Justin, think about this. 150,000 people die every day. Every second, two people die. That's kind of scary. You don't know when you can go. Just like you said, whenever God calls you home. That could be in 5 minutes. That could be in 30 years, 40 years. You never know, okay? And I just want to make sure you get right with God. Now, picture it like this, Justin. You're in a courtroom. You're guilty of heinous crimes. You deserve to go to jail. Now check this out. You say, Judge, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And he says, Justin, I can't let you go because I got to serve justice. And so he sets a fine on you for $1 million. You say, well, I don't have $1 million. So he says, you're going to be hauled off to jail. And as you're being hauled off to jail, Justin, someone that you don't even know rushes in and says, Judge, I love Justin like a brother, and pays your fine. How would you feel toward that man?
I would think of a whole lot better of him, and I would really appreciate what he did for me.
Be grateful, huh? I mean, the man sold everything he had to raise the money to pay your fine. Now, Justin, the judge says, you can go free, not because you're sorry, not because you tried to bribe me with good deeds, not because you're a good person. No, it's because someone has paid your fine. Now you can go free. And so, Justin, picture it like this. You're guilty of heinous crimes before God. You've broken His law. You're not a good person. None of us are. The Bible makes it clear there's none good but one, and it's God. So, Justin, you deserve the wrath of a holy God. And guess what? Jesus Christ stepped in and took the punishment and the wrath that you deserve on that cross. He suffered for you, and he died, was buried, and rose from the dead on the third day, proving that His sacrifice was sufficient to pay your fine. We broke God's law, and Jesus Christ paid your fine. We ought to love Him and be so grateful for what He's done for us, Justin. And the Bible says to access that forgiveness that's in God, that's in Jesus Christ, we got to turn from our sins, okay? We've got to humble ourselves and let go of our sinful desires and turn to Jesus Christ, okay? We no longer desire to serve ourselves, but desire to please God and read the Bible and serve Him. And when God saves you, He's going to put in you with new desires, and you'll long to please Him. You'll be regenerated, you'll be born again, and God will put in you His Spirit, and you'll long to please Him. You'll get into His Word, and you'll study it, and you'll go out and you'll witness, and you'll share your faith with others, and you'll walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. So I really encourage you, Justin, think about what we talked about, and let go of your sin. No longer desire to do sinful things. And realize that every time you sin, you're actually storing up wrath for the day of judgment if you're not saved. So please, man, you got to turn from sin. Let go of sin. You can't hold on to the world and hold on to God. You either have to let go of one and serve the other. Because the Bible says you can't serve God and serve mammon at the same time. So please, you got to repent, turn from your sins, and put your faith in Jesus Christ. You got any questions?
No, not really.
All right, so one more thing here, Justin. I'll let you go. When you stand before God, and God says, Justin, why should I let you into my heaven? What would you say to Him?
I don't know. I'd probably just try to be the best person I can, Lord. And I thank You for being a good person and trying to live by Your word. I think I might deserve the right to be in heaven.
Would you say you don't deserve it?
I do deserve a right.
You do deserve.
What? I might.
In your opinion. And what about God's opinion?
I think God's opinion matters the most.
That's right. And the Bible says that there's none good. We're not good by nature, okay? We got to realize that. We deserve hell. We deserve justice because we're not good. I mean, think about your normal desires throughout the day. What do you desire to do? What do you desire to watch on TV? What kind of video games or whatever you desire to do, you know? And see, God sees our intentions. He sees what we desire. And what's some of your desires? What do you like to do?
I like to watch movies, hang out with my friends.
What kind of movies do you like to watch?
I like a whole bunch of scary movies and action movies, comedies.
You watch rated R movies?
Yeah, on a daily basis I do.
On a daily basis?
Yeah.
What do you think God thinks about rated R movies?
Well, I don't think God has a problem with rated R movies because it's not the person that's watching them that made them. But the people that make them, I do believe God has something against that. But I don't believe that you would get in trouble just for watching a movie that does have some pretty bad stuff in it.
Hey, think about this, Justin. There's a story of a family at their house, and it's pretty crazy. But this family would have some strangers in their house, and they started kissing, okay, in front of them, and the family, you know, didn't really care about it. And then a couple weeks went by, and the strangers in their house, they started doing some things they shouldn't have done. They started taking off their clothes in front of them and stuff, and the family didn't just kind of let it go on. They didn't do anything about it. And a couple weeks later, they started doing some things like physical contact that they shouldn't have been doing. And before long, they were actually fornicating on right there in front of the family, five and the kids and stuff. And would you think that was wrong for them to be doing that in front of a family?
I thought that'd be terrible.
That'd be terrible, wouldn't it? Now think about this, Justin. Your TV that sits in front of you, and that some of those rated R movies, they do some of those very same things right in front of your eyes. That's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is terrible.
Well, God has seen those things. And the Bible says that every idle word you say, everything that you allow to come into your life, and you allow that to control your life, and you bring it back out, and it controls you in your daily walk, and you think about things like that all day long, the Bible says that God's wrath abides on you, and you're just storing up wrath for the day of judgment. And see, by looking at our desires and what we're like, we see that we're filthy. We see that our goodness is actually not goodness. And we're not such good people after all. And that God's going to judge us one day. Everything we've watched, everything we've said, everything we've let come into our ears, and man, that should scare you, man, that God's seen everything. From the time you're a little baby till the time you die. Now think about this, Justin. Let's say we placed a microchip behind your ear and it recorded every thought you have for just 1 week, okay? And we played those thoughts back in front of your friends, in front of your family, your grandmother, grandpa, and we played it back in front of your relatives. How would you feel?
I wouldn't be too happy.
You wouldn't be too happy, would you?
No.
You'd be embarrassed, wouldn't you?
Pretty much.
You'd be ashamed? Well, I'm trying to get you to see that your desires are filthy, okay? And your desire, they need to be changed. And they can only be changed by the power of God if you'll allow God to change you. Please, Justin, give your life to God. Surrender everything. Turn from your wicked ways and say, God, help me. Help me. Put in me a new heart with new desires. Help me to please you. And give your life to Jesus Christ, okay? Trust Him for your salvation. So that way, when you can stand before God, you say, God, I know I deserve hell. I know my desires are filthy. But Lord, I'm trusting in Jesus Christ because He alone is good. He alone can save me. So please, Justin, okay? Let go of the worldly stuff. Let go of your sins. Repent and turn to Jesus Christ. Okay, Justin?
Okay. No problem.
I thank you for talking with me, Justin.
No problem.
All right. You got a Bible?
Yes, I do.
I encourage you, pick it up, start in the book of John, okay? Read some every day, alright?
Alright.
I want to give you this, are you good enough to go to heaven track?
Okay.
Thank you greatly for talking with me, Justin. I'll be praying for you, okay?
Alright, sure.
God bless you.
God bless you.